From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Captain's Log, August 15th, 2021. Amy A. Things got real for me this past week. Late Tuesday night, I received an email that I had been in proximity to someone who was recently diagnosed with COVID for a period of 3 days. When I found and read the email Wednesday morning, which had gone into my junk folder for some reason, I went quickly from surprised to stunned, then on to scared, then into action. First, I had to tell work I was staying home. Then, I called my husband and let him know, and he promptly came home. Then, I emailed the one coworker which I had contact with on Monday. Then, we scheduled tests for later that day. I started to feel yucky. I had a headache, my stomach was upset, my voice was scratchy. I remember the spring of 2020, when we all got normal spring allergies, but some of the symptoms were similar to COVID. Was it like that? I'm vaccinated, but did I have breakthrough COVID? Did I have the flu? Or was I just freaking out? I was masked the whole time I was indoors during the time I was exposed. That should help, right? I just had to wait and see. Wednesday afternoon, we took the free COVID test results in 24 hours, but we opted for a rapid test for our son. His results would be available within a half hour. After he was tested, we waited. My husband stood in line for the results. Quite a long line, a steady stream of people getting tested for COVID. Attendant while I was waiting for my COVID test, if more people were coming in due to the variant, and she emphatically said, oh yes, tests have dramatically increased in the last few weeks since school started, and the variant is more prevalent. Then I pulled my mask down just below my nose and leaned my head back. She took a very, very long Q-tip and inserted it into one nostril. She slowly counted to five, then put the Q-tip in the other nostril and counted to 5 again. Then it was done. In half an hour after my son was tested, someone came outside with an envelope and handed it to my husband, still standing in line. The results. He got in the car and handed it to me. I opened up the envelope and unfolded the stack of pages and scanned again. Negative. And the next day, this past Thursday, My husband and I got our results. A little more than the 24-hour window. 28 hours, to be exact. We were both negative as well. The CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people get a COVID-19 test 3 to 5 days after exposure to someone with suspected or confirmed COVID-19. Further, they should wear a mask in public for 14 days after exposure or until they receive a negative test result. They should also watch for symptoms for 2 weeks following an exposure.
Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs, TikTok, Grubhub, Twinks, Jocks, Bears, Cubs, Zoom is the new club. 6 feet, no hugs, still beat these mugs. Sick beat, cut a rug, Joe Exotic is a bug. Kitty cat cat, tell me Carol Baskin, where is the husband? Everyone's asking. Stimulus check, everybody better cash in. Mask and gloves, yeah, that's a new fashion. Girl, what did that girl just say, girl? Girl, I don't go to work. I don't leave, I stay. I don't care, I eat, eat, eat and sleep all day. Okay. And then I watch TV, yep. That's just the tea, hun tea. Yes, until they set us free, then I'ma let you see.
What you gonna let them see?
My mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs.
Ah! My mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs.
No school, gym closed. Don't touch these clothes. Need food, this blows. Line at Trader Joe's. At home, gym, fish. Don't come close. Just wave, wave, blow a kiss. Mask for mask, sis. Left, right, swiping on Tinder. What was life like? I can't remember. Needing my haircut, somebody shave her. Where is all of the toilet paper? Girl, what did that girl just say, girl? Ooh. Girl, I don't go to work. I don't leave, I stay. I don't care, I eat, eat, eat and sleep all day. Okay. And then I watch TV, yep. That's just the tea, hun tea. Yes, until they set us free, then I'ma let you see.
What you gonna let them see?
My mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs.
My mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs. Mask, gloves, soap, scrubs.
Okay, dolls, y'all know what time it is. Come on, stay inside and lock the door. Stay inside and lock the door. Now I want you to grab that sponge, grab that broom, get your shower, get your bleach. Cause I know you want to dance, but it's time to clean that dirt. Come on, mop for me, mop for me, mop, mop for me, mop for me, mop, mop for me, mop for me, mop, mop for me, mop for me, mop. Tongue pop for me, pop for me. 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 Now spray for me, spray for me, spray, spray for me, spray for me, spray, spray for me, spray for me, spray, spray for me, spray for me, spray. Stay away from me, away from me, away, away from me, away from me, away. Stay away from me, away from me, away, away from me, away from me, away. Now sweet for me, sweet for me, sweet, sweet for me, sweet for me, sweet, sweet for me, sweet for me, sweet, sweet for me, sweet for me, sweet. Now sleep for me, sleep for me, sleep, sleep for me, sleep for me, sleep, sleep for me, sleep for me, sleep, sleep for me, sleep for me, sleep. Fold clothes for me, clothes for me, clothes, clothes for me, clothes for me, clothes. Fold clothes for me, clothes for me, clothes, clothes for me, clothes for me, clothes. Hit the wall for me, the wall for me, the wall, the wall for me, the wall for me, the wall. Hit the wall for me, the wall for me, the wall, the wall for me, the wall for me, the wall. Now squirt for me, squirt for me, squirt, squirt for me, squirt for me, squirt, squirt for me, squirt for me, squirt, squirt for me, squirt for me, squirt. Now twerk for me, twerk for me, twerk, twerk for me, twerk for me, twerk, twerk for me, twerk for me, twerk, twerk for me, twerk for me. Hands on your knees for me, your knees for me, your knees for me, your knees for me. Hands on your knees for me, your knees for me, your knees for me, your knees for me, your knees. Febreze for me, Febreze for me, Febreze, Febreze for me, Febreze for me, Febreze, Febreze for me, Febreze for me, Febreze, Febreze for me, Febreze for me, Febreze. That's all.
Are we ready for this? This new world of variants and semi-normal with risks to wear a mask for the foreseeable future, booster shots, and emergency testing? I was talking with someone on Friday, someone who lived in the area of polio. She has been thinking about that time a lot recently and was reminded she couldn't go to certain places or swim in lakes due to polio concerns. Polio has existed for thousands of years and even has depictions in ancient art. Over millennia, polio survived quietly until the 1900s, when major epidemics began to occur in Europe, then quickly spread to the United States. At its peak in the 1940s and 1950s, polio would paralyze or kill over 500,000 people worldwide every year, and it became one of the most worrying childhood diseases. One similarity is quarantine. Polio required long quarantine periods during which parents were separated from children, and it was impossible to tell who would get the disease and who would be spared. While waiting for a miracle polio cure, Americans sacrificed by keeping their children as free and far from polio as possible. Sound familiar? Dr. Jonas Salk developed the first polio vaccine, even injecting his own son, who hated needles, in their kitchen. When the vaccine's success was announced in 1955, church bells rang across the country.
We're happy to report the polio vaccine is wiping out the threat of polio. Statistical reports are mighty relaxing. In just a matter of time, polio will go.
The number of cases were cut in half by the vaccination.
Science is working on our behalf for its elimination.
But believe it or not, there are still a lot of susceptible citizens without inoculations.
Have you had your polio shots yet?
We're happy to report the polio vaccine is wiping out the threat of polio. We're hoping everyone will do what can be done. So in our next report, we'll show we've stamped out polio.
I went for a jog in the city air. I met a woman in a wheelchair. Said, "I'm sorry to see your handicap." She says, "What makes you think a thing like that?" And she looks at me real steady, and she says, "You want a drag?" So she starts to roll and I start to run, and she beat the pants off my aching buns. You know, going uphill I'd hit my stride, but coming down she'd sail on by. When I finally caught up with her, she says, "Not bad for somebody able-bodied. You know, with adequate care and supervision, you could be taught simple tasks. So how about something to eat?" I said that it'd suit me fine. We're near a favorite place of mine, so we moseyed on over there. But the only way in was up a flight of stairs. "Gee, I never noticed that," says I. "No problem," the maitre d' replies. "There's a service elevator around the back." So we made it upstairs on the elevator with the garbage, flies, and last week's potatoes. I set it like a table for my friend and me. He says, "I'll try to find one out of the way." Then he whispers, "She gonna be sick? I mean, pee on the floor or throw some kind of fit?" I said, "No, I don't think so. I think she once had polio. That was 20 years ago. You see, the fact of the matter is, if the truth be told, she can't walk. So he points to a table, she wheels her chair. Some people look down and others stare. And a mother grabs her little girl, says, "Keep away, honey, that woman's ill." We felt right welcome. Then a fellow walks up and starts to babble about the devil, and the Holy Bible says, "Woman, the march with flesh is sin. Pray to Jesus, you'll walk again." Then the waiter says, "What can I get for you?" I said, "I'll have your best imported brew." And he says, "What about her?" I said, "Who?" He says, "Her." "Oh, you mean my friend here?" He says, "Yeah." I say, "What about her? Well, what does she want?" "Why don't you ask her?" Then he apologizes, says he never waited on a cripple before. So she talks to the manager when we're through. She says, "There's some things you could do to make it easier for folks in wheelchairs." He says, "Oh, it's not necessary." "Handicap never come here anyway." Well, I said goodnight to my newfound friend. I said, "I'm beginning to understand a little bit of how it feels to roll through life on a set of wheels." She says, "Don't feel sorry, don't feel sad. I take the good along with the bad. I was arrested once at a protest demo, and the police had to let me go." See, we were protesting the fact that public buildings weren't wheelchair accessible. Turned out the jail was the same way. Anyway, I look at it this way. In 50 years, you'll be in worse shape than I am now. See, we're all the same, this human race. Some of us are called disabled. And the rest, well, the rest of you are just temporarily able-bodied.
Three little shots are so protective. Three little shots are on the beam. Three little shots are so effective. Three little shots of Salk vaccine. Medical men are so far-sighted. The end of polio can be seen.
Why is the human race delighted?
Three little shots of Salk vaccine.
Painless, effective, so easy to take. What are you waiting for?
Three little shots of Salk vaccine.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, "Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late." I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. And that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it, if we could get back to that? But anyhow, I just wanted to encourage everybody, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. Today, we heard my account of being exposed to COVID-19 and the aftermath. And we explored COVID's similarities to the polio era. We also heard The Waiting by Tom Petty, Mask, Gloves, Soap, Scrubs by Todrick Hall, several little songs about the polio vaccine from 1957 by the Art Malvin Singers and the Tony Mottola Orchestra, as well as Fred Small singing the Talking Wheelchair Blues. Finally, we heard Dolly Parton speaking and singing right before she received her first COVID-19 vaccination. To listen to all past Captain's Log shows, check out our playlist, or learn more, go to kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project. Or you can email me at amy@kxci.org. Until next week, stay safe out there, get vaccinated, wear your mask, so that we all can live long and prosper.